Alaskan communities closest to the proposed drilling are praising today's decision. The Native village of Point Hope has been one of the most vocal opponents of Shell's plan and has sued to stop the company's exploration work. They've argued that an oil spill in the remote waters of the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas would be far harder to clean up than in the Gulf of Mexico. Caroline Cannon is president of the Native village of Point Hope. She's overjoyed by the decision, but wishes it didn't have to come as a result of the disaster in the Gulf.
My heart goes out to the people. It brings tears to my eyes. You know, it could have been us. It could have been our people that would have been impacted.
Environmental groups are also welcoming the news. Cindy Shogun, the executive director of the Alaska Wilderness League, says her group wasn't sure how the administration would weigh in on the Arctic plans, especially with so much focus on stopping the spill in the Gulf of Mexico and making decisions about deep water drilling there.
I just didn't know if the administration was really paying any attention with all the obvious attention that's directed at the Gulf, if they were even thinking about what they had scheduled or planned for the Arctic Ocean this summer. So I just didn't know, and I was very relieved when I heard the news.
A team of scientists said today the Gulf's oil spill had surpassed the Exxon Valdez disaster as the worst in U.S. history. Caleb Pengawi from Kotzebue is rural liaison for the environmental group Oceana. He calls the decision to keep Shell out of the Arctic a total relief.
I think that we were anticipating or dreading that Shell was going to drill in the Chukchi Sea and Beaufort Sea this summer. And I definitely felt that there wasn't enough safeguards to protect us from if there was an accident or something happened that would have an oil spill.
Pengawi says he and other opponents need to use the moratorium to do an even better job making the case against Arctic drilling.